Well, on the contrary, Chris, you know, it was a damn poor performance, to tell you the truth. We didn't play at any tempo in that, and we got exactly what we deserved. We got a thumping. You know, it was probably worse than what the scoreline suggests.
Was it a case of people relaxing and just having a lack of drive on the night?
Yeah, it was, you know, it looked like players were already on holidays and that, you know, and it was disappointing from that point of view. But to be fair to the players, you know, over the last number of weeks and that, they've been excellent. Even in the defeat last week against Bowes, I thought they were very, very good, you know, and played some very good football, scored a few goals and created a lot of chances.
It's been a difficult season for the club, but ultimately you took over, you had that good run of games. The club have survived in the top flight, and at the end of the day, that was absolutely crucial because, as you know, the first division can be a bit of Cinderella land.
Well, look, I mean, when we were brought in, that was the job we were brought on to do, was to try and keep us in the Premier Division. And we did that. We have had despair, you know, and to be fair to the players, you know, as I said, they've been excellent, you know, and they deserve a pat on the back for it. But for Derry City, you know, to be in that position, it wouldn't be good enough, you know, and the club needs to push on from here on in.
So going forward now, Paul, I mean, what exactly is the scenario with regard to your own future in the club? How much can you say at this stage? Are you in the ring for the Brandywell hot seat next year?
Well, that'll be decided over the next couple of days. Hopefully what the story is, you know, and be able to say then exactly what the situation is, but at the moment there's nothing decided, you know.
Yeah, but you've enjoyed your time there, you've such strong connections with the club. I take it you'd love to be given the chance over a full season?
Well, look, as I said already, it'll be decided over the next few days. I don't want to make any comment. Yeah.
And then in terms of the players, are a lot of them now out of contract for as the league has come to an end?
Yeah, well, there's only three players under contract there, so it gives whoever's in charge a chance to bring in the players that they want and everything else, you know. And, you know, I can walk both ways. Like, other clubs are talking to the players there that are already there, the better players, and that. And, you know, it could be a difficult time, or it could be probably the right time for somebody to take over.
And I suppose it's important, whoever is in charge, that they can get to deal with the players as soon as they can, and to have people signed and not be leaving it and ending up in a rush to get players before the start of the new season.
Well, look, like, you know, to me, they said it's one of the biggest clubs in the country, and they shouldn't be in the position that they're in the minute. That club should be, you know, challenging at the top of the table, and it hasn't done for the last 2 years, so obviously things have been wrong there in the last two seasons. So whoever's in charge, you know, they need to understand that there is pressure there, but, you know, it's a good kind of pressure. You know, that club is a massive club, in my opinion, and it should be pushing at the top end of the table.
And finally, Paul, there's a possibility Harps and Derry could be in the one division next season, and I'm sure you'd love to see that happening.
Yeah, well, I think it was a brilliant result for Hearts last night, you know, and over the two legs. You know, they deserve an awful lot of credit, and I think Ollie's done a fantastic job there, you know, with the resources he's had and everything else, you know, and deserves an enormous amount of credit. You know, it'll be difficult for them over the two legs against Limerick. I've seen them at first hand, and they have a lot of good players, but, you know, Hearts get two cracks at it, you know, away and at home, and you know, I've seen myself at first hand as well. I've been in that position with them, and that, you know, and you never know what happens. And it's all on those 390 minutes. And I'm sure Ollie knows and is very aware what Limerick are like. I've seen about a lot of Premier Division matches this season when I've been at them myself. And they'll have his homework done. And hopefully that he'll get the right results.